From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the House passes a bill to repeal Obamacare. After last-minute debate on Thursday, House Republicans were able to muster enough votes to pass the American Health Care Act, 217-213. The bill was approved after it was amended Wednesday to add a modest $8 billion to help people with pre-existing conditions. Numerous organizations representing patients, doctors, and hospitals had lobbied against the bill. The debate centered on an amendment that would give states the ability to apply for exemptions from essential benefits in the current law that included emergency and maternity care and from uniform insurance rate requirements for people of the same age, regardless of their health conditions. The Republicans celebrated by traveling down Pennsylvania Avenue to meet with President Trump after the vote. On the south lawn of the White House, the president said the American Health Care Act is a better deal for patients.
Premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down. But very importantly, it's a great plan. And ultimately, that's what it's all about.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said the plan gives more power to patients in the free market.
It makes health care more affordable. It takes care of our most vulnerable. And it shifts power from Washington back to the states and, most importantly, back to you, the patient.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said on Capitol Hill that Republicans will pay the price for passing this bill.
I think they walked the plank. They were, duped into walking the plank for a bill that will not become law.
The head of the American Medical Association said the bill would result in millions of Americans losing their health care coverage. The bill still has to pass the U.S. Senate. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has loosened the government's enforcement of a rule that bars churches from participating in political activity. In a White House ceremony featuring U.S. Christian conservative leaders of a variety of faiths, Trump announced an executive order while declaring the National Day of Prayer.
Today, my administration is leading by example as we take historic steps to protect religious liberty in the United States of America. We will not allow people of faith to be targeted, bullied, or silenced anymore.
The president said the order gives maximum enforcement discretion to the Internal Revenue Service in tracking the ban on political activity by churches and other religious groups. The so-called Johnson Amendment forbids political activity by religious organizations because of their tax-exempt status. President Trump returned to New York City late Thursday, the first time since becoming president, to meet with the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Both leaders were scheduled to appear at a gala dinner at the museum Thursday night on board the USS Intrepid, celebrating the anniversary of the Battle of the Coral Sea. This is the first face-to-face meeting between the two men since Trump abruptly ended an introductory phone call with Turnbull in February. Trump objected to a pre-existing agreement between Washington and Canberra that the United States would accept nearly 1,200 predominantly Muslim refugees currently in Australian custody. Asian-Pacific foreign ministers say that North Korea must abide by all UN Security Council resolutions demanding it give up its nuclear ambitions. The ministers were in Washington Thursday for a special ASEAN meeting hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Tillerson and the Trump administration are courting Asian support for U.S. efforts to pressure Pyongyang into scrapping its arms buildup, including efforts to build a nuclear-tipped missile capable of hitting the United States. Russia, Turkey, and Iran have agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal Thursday to establish so-called de-escalation zones in Syria in an attempt to end the six-year conflict. The proposal calls for taking measures to reduce fighting in four designated areas of Syria where rebels who are not associated with the Islamic State control significant territory. No details were released on how the three countries would attempt to end the violence. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.